This is Health First with Kathy Hart, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We have Kate Stillman with us today. She's been teaching audiences how to create health and wellness through yoga and Ayurveda since 2001. And she's just created a book that's called Body Thrive, 10 Healthy Habits from Ayurveda and Yoga. So we're going to talk about that today with Kate. Welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
It's so good to have you on the show. Ayurveda is just coming to be really noticed in North America, but you've been dealing with it for 18 years. How did you get involved with Ayurveda?
Yeah, I have an interesting path into Ayurveda. And for those who don't know what it is, the science of life from ancient India, the other side of the coin of yoga, in this path of wellness, this path of enlightenment, which yoga is, Ayurveda is this path of wellness. And I actually came to it from a desire to help raise human consciousness. I was coming from international energy and global warming work and trying to, you know, basically being on the policy side and just running into, like, how do we help humans get smarter? And that really brought me into yoga, not the yoga that many of us know today, which is more of like gym yoga and movement, but like the deeper seeds of yoga, of raising human consciousness. And in that process, I ran into the other side of that coin and found Ayurveda, this healing path that does help people indeed connect to their ecosystems, help become more conscious and make better choices for not just their bodies, but also their communities and their planet.
Wow. And so you learned about yoga and Ayurveda at the same time then, really?
Started
to be, like you say, one's the other side of the coin. With the Ayurveda, I know that they don't look at everybody as the same and health in the same ways. Can you tell us a little bit about the Ayurvedic tradition of doshas and how that all works?
Yeah, you bet. So there's individualized medicine now, and a lot of people who go to functional medicine doctors start to see, like, oh, I'm different than everyone else. And in Ayurveda, is part of diagnosing someone. This has been used for thousands of years. So to anyone with, you know, anyone person with, say, depression and another person with depression, if they have different, constitutions, they have different health histories, they're seen as unique individuals, and the symptoms themselves often will be quite different. Just what time of day does the person feel depressed, or what foods actually weigh the person's emotions down? And this is where this individualized medicine, or understanding what in Ayurveda is called your constitution, your prakriti, and this constitution is a combination of the elements. We all have all five elements: ether, air, fire, water, earth. These are concepts more than scientific periodic table elements, right? They're concepts. And so someone with depression, for example, that's higher in water element will be aggravated by heavy, wet, or humid weather, whereas someone that has depression as a result of overwhelm, of overscheduling, and of over-output, even workaholism, and all of a sudden they're just, their system has no more to give and they're depressed, they may have a constitution that's higher in, say, air and fire. And so that you would actually treat the disease really quite differently. You treat the nature of the individual, and then you treat the nature of the disease secondarily. And so for that kind of person, humidity and moisture might feel really quite rejuvenating and alleviate some of that feeling of overwhelm. So I hope that gives a little bit of a glimpse.
But in your book, in the actual Body Thrive book, you go through 10 very, very useful habits that anyone can do, no matter what dosha. And this can really impact the energy and vitality that people have in their lives.
Yes, absolutely. So that's where we're all the same, is the daily rhythm. And the way that these words in Sanskrit, dinacharya, is the daily rhythm of habits. It's this daily cycle that, if being a, you know, being a smart monkey, being an evolved primate, we are on a circadian rhythm. We naturally have a biological clock where we have a diurnal life, unlike our we might live with furry friends, but along, you know, unlike our cats and our dogs, who are much more. Cats particular, much more nocturnal. So there's certain habits that evolved with with primates. There's certain habits that our ancestors have had, and that when we tune into these habits, our bodies thrive. And when we live against this cycle, this rhythm, this dinacharya, then we suffer. And it's not, and what's interesting about it is it's not personal in a lot of ways. It's just simply not living in sync with being on a planet that spins around the sun and has cycles. So the more we observe that, habits like eating our dinner earlier and later, instead of having it be the main heavy meal of the day that's happening later and later in the evening as modern culture is burning the candle at both ends, we eat an earlier, lighter dinner. Just doing that, naturally, you feel that heaviness in the atmosphere that comes to put us to bed, that increases our melatonin. And a lot of people now where there should naturally be this sleepy, drowsy, melatonin-enriched time, they're actually going into an anxiety response. So basically, your body is producing more of the stress hormones, and you know, right around that 8 p.m., and they're actually waking up. And this is where you get the sort of modern wired and tired effect. So these habits of eating an earlier, later dinner, of going to bed earlier and having a renewing or rejuvenating evening routine helps you then have a better day tomorrow. So we're always looking in body thrive of like, how do I set myself up for a really great tomorrow? Because if I can keep doing that today, every tomorrow is just going to feel better. I'm going to get healthier, and I'm going to have a lot more energy to do what I want in the world. And, you know, there's so many people today that are overwhelmed, are depressed, are anxious, are overweight, and they don't have as much energy to have a great day, to do the greater things in their life. And so that's really what body thrive is to help people do.
And so if you're using tomorrow's, I think you say something about using tomorrow's energy today, you can never replenish or get that energy back.
Yeah, you know, when we look at the cycle that modern culture is in, and I really like for people to get that sense of, you know, the habits that we have are often cultural. They're often not that, they often don't go with our ethos or even our family ethos or our ancestral or cultural ethos. They're just more or less imposed by what's going on in greater and modern culture. And so because of that, you know, a lot of people are hyper-caffeinated, they're wired and tired, they're eating at all times of the day, they're eating emotionally, and they're not able to rest really deeply. So over time, it has, you know, basically it has a depleting effect. In any of the holistic medicines, whether it's Ayurveda or Chinese medicine or Tibetan medicine or other indigenous-related medicines, there's an understanding that the body detoxifies itself overnight if given the opportunity. And if given the opportunity means you're not eating late, you're not staying up till all hours, because that interrupts that rejuvenation cycle. And so when you wake up in the morning and you have puffy eyes and you feel lethargic and your joints are less than flexible, that's a sign that you stole energy from today, yesterday.
Right. And is there a way to detox, to work your way into a healthier lifestyle? Because if you're running on caffeine, on sugar, on computers, on stress, how is it a very gentle transition, like just one thing at a time? How do you create this better lifestyle?
Yeah, and that's a really good question. I mean, at Yoga Healer, I've developed over the years different programs, and we run a yogi detox twice a year, and in that we just encourage people. Our main philosophy in there is just take some time out to have a great leap forward. Like take some, you know, clear your social calendar the evenings and take some time to just have liquids for a week or two, just juices, soups, smoothies, to let your body start to naturally become more intuitively intelligent, just to kind of wake yourself up from the inside, and to live these habits for a short period of time, just for, say, a couple of weeks. Just really lean in for a couple of weeks and notice how good you can feel. So that is one approach in terms of detox. That's how we do detox, to say, like, hey, pay attention to these habits for a couple of weeks. Get a baseline of how good you can feel. See what sticks, right? And then we keep implementing how to make that stick even more and more as, you know, life gets, as what life gets. The other approach is just one habit at a time, because one habit will click into the next habit. So in Body Thrive, I teach a lot of behavioral science as well, like how do humans actually change their habits? Because we all know what we should be doing, or we have some sense, usually, what we should be doing. But we don't always do it, right?
No. So you're getting us to go to bed earlier. to eat a lighter dinner. And just in those two, the first two habits, how does that change the energies?
Yeah, well, what starts to happen is it's interesting because a lot of people are thinking, well, even if I go to bed early, I won't fall asleep. And that's part of this wired and tired effect. Usually that's happening because they've trained their body. Modern culture is doing this at large. We're training our bodies to instead spike cortisol, which is a stress hormone, around 8 p.m. instead of melatonin. And so how do we start to make that shift, right? Like, how do we start to get our endocrine system back on track? Because it's in a disease state. It's leading towards a breakdown of the immune system, which is why so many people have autoimmune and diseases that are just an effect of having a less robust, resilient immune system. So part of that shift is for some people, it's just going to be like slowly and gently, like moving dinner 15 minutes back, unplugging earlier in the evening, going for walks, remembering how to have fun. Like, a lot of people don't know how to have fun if it doesn't involve a screen for entertainment. And so just remembering of like going outside, taking a walk, this starts to naturally get your physiology back in sync with that. It's a different kind of feeling at night. It's a heavy feeling. It's a connecting to other people. I like the image of, people sitting on the rock, on their rocking chairs on their porch and actually having a conversation. Like, that's the energy that we want in the evening, where we're connecting, we're communal, and there's naturally a sense of like, all right, it's time to get some shut eye. What happens then is the next morning is when you really start to notice. You start to notice like, oh, my face is less puffy. Oh, it's easier to move. I'm excited about my day instead of overwhelmed about what's going on. And to be able to move. So then there's the third habit is start your day right, where you hydrate and you train your bowels to completely eliminate. I was surprised to talk to a friend who was working with the largest herbal medicine tea company in the U.S., and Smooth Move, or the constipation-based tea, is like the number one selling herbal tea because people are constipated. People aren't having complete bowel movements. So that's the next habit. And then we get people moving and breathing before they eat, before the day gets away.
That eliminating the bowel and getting into the habit first thing in the morning is in your book is very gentle and very simple, by hydrating until you actually get that bowel movement in the morning. And this is just water.
Yeah, and for some people, most people we find it is just a matter of getting enough gravitational pull, and it is a matter of them not being that deeply hydrated. So that works for a lot of people. And then for other people, we really work them through, like, what are the foods that help them go? And not looking for herbs, not looking for medicinal teas that often will create an irritating effect. But for people to find their magic foods, for some people it's steamed beets, for other people it's having green juices and having some of that even before bed, then the next day they'll have a better bowel movement. Other people, it's putting chia seeds in water and having that before bed. So it's interesting because as people discover, oh, wow, my diet is not helping my physiology eliminate waste, they start to change their diet. And as they start to discover their magic foods, often they're foods that are cooked root vegetables. They're foods that are high in fiber, but also high in moisture. And they're starting to tonify their colon again. They're starting to actually detoxify and also just build, cell by cell, a healthier, more vibrant digestive tract. And so often, for some people, it'll take a month or two. Some people in our Body Thrive course, where we really work with these habits for an entire year, some people it takes 6 months. Wow. Before they become naturally regular with food and water. But then if they've had constipation for 20 years, 6 months isn't too bad.
Not at all. We're going to have to go to a quick break. When we come back, we're going to learn more healthy habits from the Body Thrive program.